Doyle has started a series of public meetings around the state to talk about what should be in his budget proposal in January. At a session in the Milwaukee suburb of Cudahy, a UW-Milwaukee student said many students take out what he describes as tons of loans. Doyle says he'll try to limit tuition increases in the UW system next year.
We're really going to work to keep tuition at a rate of inflation, about a 3% increase. And the regents have done that, have said that. But people ought to understand that if we do that, that means that we're going to have the state make a significant commitment of state funds to do it. Because I'm telling you, to run UWM costs at least 3% more than it did last year. And so if you're just doing it on tuition, you'd see real cuts to the universities.
Doyle says he'll also push for more financial aid for students and propose allowing families to deduct the full cost of tuition to the level of tuition at the UW-Madison.
So you'll do, at UWM, you'll get a break here because you'll be able to deduct higher tuition than you're actually paying, and you will be able to, for the first time, be able, if your family is able to do it, if you're still a dependent, they will be able to deduct books and fees as well.
Doyle also told the meeting that he wants health care reform and an expansion of programs like senior care and Badger Care. Doyle was asked where the state will get all the money.
That's what a budget is all about. You're going to have to look at this and make priorities and make priority judgments on what's important and what isn't important.
Doyle continues to shoot down various proposals to raise taxes or eliminate some tax exemptions. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Cudahy.